This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, footage released by St. Louis police today, shows the CVPA shooting.
Watch out. Two, three.
The video shows Orlando Harris shooting his way into the school the moments before he opened fire on students and staff inside the school gym and the eventual firefight with police where he died. The footage shows at least two security guards who saw Harris inside the school and fled because they were unarmed. American Federation of Teachers Local 420 spokesperson Byron Clemens says they're okay with how St. Louis Public Schools currently rotate their armed guards.
The licensed safety officers, there are 20 of them who carry weapons in the St. Louis Public School on a roving basis. One of them was there that day. She fired the first shot at the shooter, which is in the video.
The union is calling for a memorial or scholarship be established in honor of Gene Kukska, a teacher who died in the shooting. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis County has its first case of a human with the West Nile virus. A 65-year-old man tested positive this month.
County health officials say this case is unrelated to initial detection of West Nile-positive mosquitoes earlier this month. However, it does emphasize the importance of taking proactive steps in protecting yourself from mosquito bites. While most cases of West Nile virus are rare, Dr. Kanika Cunningham, Director of Public Health in the county, says we all have a role in reducing mosquito exposure to help keep our communities safe. The county's vector-borne disease prevention program employs various strategies in order to manage the mosquito population. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Now, KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer.
It's not just here. Texas has more human cases of West Nile than any other state. California just had a deadly case reported in the Bay Area. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says one way to avoid transmission is staying indoors. Other prevention tips include...
wear insect repellent. If you're in an area where there is known transmission, whether it's West Nile virus or some other mosquito-borne disease, to wear long sleeves, long pants when you're outside.
The CDC says that most people infected with West Nile do not develop any symptoms. The usual symptoms are mild illness, body aches, fever, or headaches. Michael?
And Fred?
This just in.
First on KMOX, the Missouri State Auditor has released his findings from his investigation into the St. Louis City Justice Center. The auditor's review concludes that CJC staffing issues have impacted jail operations, including health care services. KMOX is currently reviewing the letter. Stay tuned. We'll have more on its findings.
A KMOX follow-up.
The University of Missouri campus in Columbia is getting rid of its DEI division. UM System President Moon Choi says it's in response to a trend.
For me, I was concerned about the welfare of our students and all of our students. That's why I decided to take this proactive approach to integrate the important work that is done at the Division of IDE into organizations that serve all students.
Choi says over the past 2 years, Missouri lawmakers have sponsored 13 bills that sought to ban diversity efforts. The university's response includes ending diversity hiring statements and ending race-based scholarships, sometimes referred to as affirmative action. A new pilot project in University City aims to reduce flooding along the River De Pere.
It's tiny forests, not tiny trees, but tiny forests about the size of a basketball or tennis court. Connie Miller with the City Green Practices Commission says they'll densely plant native trees.
As they grow, they get deeper and deeper. They absorb a lot of water into the ground, certainly much more than turf grass. And also the canopy, once the trees get big, the canopy will kind of intercept some of the rain, at least slow it down.
The tiny forests can counteract the runoff on pavement. They'll start with one tiny forest and see how it goes. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
There was a talk tonight at the U City Library Auditorium on tiny forests. It begins at 7. Ever thought about becoming a storm spotter for the National Weather Service?
It's actually easier than you might think. NWS St. Louis office lead meteorologist Matt Beicher says it's for all ages and you don't need any special skills.
We have kids as young as 10 or 11 come to these classes, and people as old as 90 come to these classes. Anybody who has an interest in weather and an interest in helping the community is welcome at these classes.
There's a virtual class coming up Monday night, August 5th at 7. Sign up for it at weather.gov/stlewis. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
The KMOX business desk, St. Peter's-based CarShield, agrees to pay $10 million in refunds to defrauded customers.
An out-of-warranty car is going to break down eventually.
Right, which is why they need a plan through CarShield. Those expensive repair bills get paid and at the mechanic of their choice.
The FTC says the commercials are deceptive and misleading, and the endorsers make false statements in them. Consumers buy the CarShield Protection Plan, paying $80 to $120 a month because of the company's claims that all repairs to systems, such as the engine and transmission, are covered. But the regulator said consumers soon found out they weren't, and that the plans they bought had numerous exclusions. CarShield says the FTC used trusted personalities to deliver its empty promises. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The FTC is barring CarShield from making deceptive and misleading statements in the future, requiring the company to ensure that endorsers' testimonials are truthful, accurate, and not deceptive. By the way, the FTC found that while CarShield's celebrity and athlete endorsers said they had signed up and used the company's plans, in many cases, they had not. Well, as we continue on KMOX.
KMOX goes in depth.
The St. Louis Police Department has released footage from school surveillance and police body-worn cameras from the CVPA shooting, and we have to warn you, this is a distressing story.
Sounds like it's on the third floor.
The 9-minute surveillance footage from the school security cameras shows Harris drive onto the sidewalk outside the school at 9:02 a.m. 5 minutes later, Harris is shown firing several shots through a glass-pane doorway and entering the school. An unarmed security guard sitting in the hallway approaches the doorway, but as Harris enters, the security guard flees down the hall. At 9:08, Harris, dressed in all black with a cross body bag strapped to him and an AR-15 in hand, turns the corner and enters the hallway outside the gymnasium. He fires a warning shot in the general direction of someone also walking in the hallway and enters the gym, where he fired several more rounds off camera. At the same time, the security guard is seen radioing someone and pacing the floor. Harris then exits the gym and makes his way to the second floor. A security guard coming down the stairs spots him and quickly flees back up. Harris reloads his AR-15 as he walks up the stairs. At 9:11, SLMPD is dispatched for the first time while Harris roams the second floor. A woman flees Harris into a classroom as he unsuccessfully tries to enter a couple of rooms on the second floor. He walks down the hall before climbing up the stairs with long strides to the third floor at 9:14. After going out of view of the camera, he sprints back to the stairs, slips down them, and turns back up to the third floor. 4 minutes later, at 9:18, Harris is seen again on the third floor, discarding a magazine as he reloads, and the fire alarm is pulled. Harris stands in the corner outside the computer lab, peering down both hallways, appearing to wait and see if anyone exits their classroom. He turns to the camera in the corner, flipping it off. At approximately 9:20, Harris enters the computer lab as two St. Louis police officers, armed with a shotgun and handgun, sprint to the end of the hall with more officers behind.
Watch out!
2, 3!
Shots fired!
He's right here!
He's right there!
Police eventually breached the computer lab where Harris held himself up in and engaged in a firefight with responding officers. Harris was shot and killed by officers.
We continue to respectfully mourn the loss of St. Louis Public Schools student Alexandria Bell and our beloved Union sister Jean Kutzka. Both shot by an intruder on that day.
Spokesperson Byron Clemens for the American Federation of Teachers Local 420. They're asking Jean Kutzka be honored locally.
With a city and state proclamation and with an appropriate permanent memorial and or a scholarship fund for health and physical education teachers.
In the video, two officers are seen fleeing from Harris, including the one who saw him shoot his way inside the building. We asked Clemens if there should be more armed guards at St. Louis Public Schools.
We think, and the FBI has recommended, that is not a solution. And I will say this, even though you didn't ask, we're opposed to arming teachers. That is not sensible to us. But licensed safety officers, there are 20 of them who carry weapons in the St. Louis Public School on a roving basis. One of them was there that day. She fired the first shot at the shooter.
Clemens says the video being released is difficult.
I'm sure this re-traumatizes some people. It's traumatic for us here in the office, to tell you the truth. Jean was a wonderful person and stood there in defense of her students. And it was an awful day. And I have very, very close friends that still work in those buildings. Yes, it's an issue.
The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department says they have compiled a 700-page report on the shooting, but it could take several weeks to complete redactions before it gets released publicly. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The city has mental health resources available at 314-657-1585. That's 314-657-1585. Or you can call the Mental Crisis Hotline at 888.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,